section here. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hear now the word of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. I wanted to offer a special prayer concern this morning. A good friend, minister friend of Scott and mine, and mainly Scott, because Scott's known him for many years, Brian Davis passed away on Friday. He was the pastor of Pentecost, I believe, in New Corinth, is that right? Churches in the Athens-Uberton district. And he was a young man. I think he had a heart attack. And we want to remember him and his family and those who were close to him. He and Scott went to college together back in the 80s, late 80s, early 80s, okay. And we want to be in prayer for all of those who knew him and for these two congregations who are now have lost their pastor. So please remember them in prayer. Let us go to God in prayer as we begin our time of proclamation this morning. Gracious God, open our hearts and our minds and our spirits as we hear your word speaking to us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Well, so we are here for week number two, and I'll stop the count up after this, but I wanted, last week we talked about my call to ministry and kind of what brings me here, a little bit about my theology. So for the month of July, I'm not really doing a series necessarily, but what I am doing is for the next five Sundays, I'm going to choose some of my favorite scripture passages. And I want to share those with you and thoughts and reflections on those passages, because these passages have been kind of guiding principles throughout my faith journey. And I'm sure that you're going to recognize them, that they may be your favorite passages too, and you may have special insights into those passages, and I hope that you will take an opportunity to think about them and to reflect on them. Today, the passage Jeff just read for you comes from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the other translations say, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I have a beautiful rendering of this particular passage of scripture that is hanging in my office. It was made for me by a former church member when I began ministry in that particular congregation some years ago. And she called me before I actually went there and asked me, okay, well, what's your favorite scripture passage? I want to make something for your office. And I had to think about it for a minute. And that one just popped in my head. And so I gave it to her. And she made this beautiful picture. And I have had it hanging in my office. And I refer to it quite frequently. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Over the years, I've looked at it when I've had to make big decisions, when I've had to have difficult conversations with people, when I've just needed some encouragement to get me through the stuff of the day, I look to this particular passage of Scripture. And it's very appropriate during this season of change and transition that it's become sort of my breath prayer. I'm just saying it over and over and over in my head as I go through my day, as I get accustomed to the new place and all of you and how I find my place in ministry here. And I promise you, be patient with me. I'm going to learn your names. I'm working on it. And as we find a new normal and a new routine. And I know this morning that this time is also adjustment for you. For you've had a pastor for 10 years, and that's a long time. And so we're all in this together and trying to figure out what this new normal is going to be. And so I give to you this passage of Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now that first part of the passage is very simple, but very difficult to live out, isn't it? The word trust really means to rely on or to depend upon, in this case, God. We can talk a big game about trusting and relying on God, but when we're stuck in life, being patient and trusting in God can be very, very difficult. Or maybe I'm the only one who feels that way. For Carol, it is very, very difficult sometimes to trust God. And when I am in a season of transition in my life, and I'm a Methodist preacher, I've been through this two or three times already, or in a time when I feel like I'm sort of at a dead end, you know, sometimes it would be easier, or I think it would be easier, just to take care of stuff myself. I get impatient. Let's get on with it. Let's do something different. Let's get out of this mess. Let's do something. Do it right now. Come on, God. Let's get on it. Do you have a problem with patience? I am an impatient person. Isn't that right, Scott? I am an impatient person sometimes. And so I have to think about what that means for me. I don't think I'm all alone. I believe we live in a very impatient world. That we have developed this new measure of time in our society. It's called the honk a second. Have you heard of it? I'm sure you have. You're out on the road, and there's that one little millisecond of time between the light turning green and the person behind you laying on their horn if you don't go. Or maybe you're the one who's laying on your horn. We get impatient in life, especially when we feel like we're at some crossroads or some dead end. And we can't really see a way forward. We can't really see how to get ahead. Any place is better than we are right now. The grass is always greener on the other side. The other side is always better. We may feel miserable or alone or stuck, that we would do anything to get out of the way that we're in. And so, the call is to trust God. But it's hard, because sometimes we don't understand God's timing. We don't understand why God does the things He does in the way that He does them. But I want you to consider something this morning. If you are at a moment of transition, or you feel that you're at a dead end at your life, has it occurred to you that God may have something to teach you? Now, God didn't necessarily make these things happen, but He certainly can use it to help you grow. And I believe that God has something to teach us at every stage of our life. It is in the present that God prepares us for the future. And if we get impatient and we try to move ahead without God, what's going to happen? You see, you may be this close to something amazing that God has in store for you, but if you get impatient and you step out on your own, you might miss it. You have to trust in God's wisdom and God's timing. You may be in a job that seems hopeless. You may be having trouble in your marriage that it's not working. You may want to end a friendship, or you may want to shut someone out of your life, or you may want to get a new job, or move to a different city. But trust God and say, Lord, this situation I am in is difficult, but there might be something you can teach me that will prepare me for the wonderful things that you have for me in the future. And I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to rely on you. A curious man once approached the desert father, Abba Anthony. And he was very curious, and he asked him, Father, what must one do to please God? And the father said something very wise. He said three things. The first two you would expect. He said, always be aware of God's presence and always obey God's word. But the third thing, he was kind of a surprise. He said, wherever you find yourself, do not easily leave. It is in the presence, in the present, that God prepares us for our future. But look at what the text says next. Do not rely on your own insight. Do not lean unto your own understanding. Again, it's easier said than done. Why? Because basically this verse is telling us not to think about that we are the ones who have all the answers. Or another way you can put it is stop trying to control everything. I want to be in control, don't you? Don't you want to know what's going on? Don't you want to make decisions that are going to take you to the next step? Sometimes trusting in God will mean that we go against what we think is right or what we think is even common sense. Trusting God will sometimes mean giving up control in what you think is best, because guess what? You don't have to understand to trust God has a plan. Sometimes we just don't understand why God is doing what He's doing. And that's okay. We have to trust that God is doing what is right and good for us. That means that you don't rely on your own insight. God's ways are higher than our ways. If we could understand everything about God, He would not be big enough to believe in. In fact, there are a lot of things we won't understand until we get to heaven. And that's okay too. But what is more important for us to hear is that when we rely on our own insight, our own understandings, we often get ourselves into trouble, don't we? There was a farmer who raised chickens, and he had this chicken house, and it was a wonderful chicken house. It was full of chickens, and they were producing, and everything was good, except for one small thing. Every night at 2 a.m., the rooster would crow and wake everybody up. And this was frustrating to the farmer so much that he decided to stay up one night and see what it was that was causing this rooster to crow at such an ungodly hour of the morning. And he watched, and about 2 o'clock that morning, there was a train that came through the community, and its headlight hit that chicken house. And the chicken woke up and thought it was morning. You know, roosters are not the only ones who mistake headlights for the dawn. This whole world is filled with people who have mistaken headlights for dawns. We sometimes mistake headlights for the dawn. There are gravely disappointed people all over this country, all over the world, who thought they knew what was coming next, who thought they had all the answers. trusting in our own insight is not the best or the wisest thing for us to do. As Psalms 16:25 says, sometimes there is a way that seems right to a person, but in the end, it is a way to death. Do not rely on your own insight. You don't have to understand to know that God has a plan. You have to trust Him. He knows what is best. And then, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path. Most folks think of this verse as saying, if you go to God and you pray, and you ask God to help you with a particular problem in your life, He will show you the way, and it'll be clear, and you'll understand it immediately. That's not the way it works, is it? You see, God's path is not the path that we typically take. God's idea of a straight path is not necessarily our idea of a straight path. Acknowledging God in all our ways means being prepared to go wherever He may lead us. Even if that means we go to Chamblee, Georgia. Where is God leading you this morning? God wants you to go, even though you may think that there are obstacles all over the place. You may think it's impossible. But God knows better. God wants you to run through it. Trusting and acknowledging God means even if you don't see a way, even if you can't figure out what in the world is fixing to happen, that you believe with your heart of hearts and your soul and your spirit that God will make a way, that He will remove the obstacles that come. That's what it means when it says that God will make the path straight. That He will make a way where there is no way. He will make a path where there seems to be no path. He will remove the obstacles and take those clippers and just cut away for you. But you have to trust Him to do it. Moses is the good example of that. When he got to the edge of the Red Sea, he thought that he was at a dead end. And here are all these children of Israel, and they're finally set free after 400 years of slavery, and they come to this place where they cannot go any farther. And in hot pursuit is the Egyptian army. And Pharaoh has changed his mind about letting them go. And the path the Israelites were on looked like a dead end. But it wasn't a dead end for God, was it? He knew exactly what He was going to do. He could see that what they could not see. He opened up that Red Sea and they walked through it. And in years later, Israelites looked back on that event and sang, "Your road led by a pathway through the sea, a pathway no one knew was there." If you're faced with a dead end today, if you're faced with a transition in your life, God can see a path and you may not even know about it. But if you will trust God, and keep on moving forward in faith, even when you don't see a way, He will make a way. And that is today's message. I can't tell you how many times that has been true in my life. Every time I have faced a dead end or I've come to a moment where I needed to transition to something else, I've said, will I trust God to make a way where there is no way? And then when I look back on it later, I see that God did just that over and over in my life. And it was happening because I was willing to place myself in His hands. I was willing to put my life forward for Him and let Him be in control. Back in December, I'd been a district superintendent for 7 years. I had one more year I could serve. But I was feeling this stirring in my spirit. I really don't know how to describe it. And I sat down and I talked with Bishop Sue about it. That I felt like maybe I was being called back into local church ministry. And it was just a sense that I had completed something. And that it was time to start with something new. And Scott had kind of felt this, had some similar feelings. And we knew that the time was coming to an end. And so Bishop Sue called me one afternoon after our conversation, our initial conversation, to tell me that I would indeed be moving. This was in December now. And I thanked her for calling me and telling me that. And I hung up the phone. And Scott, I looked at Scott and I said, "Well, we're moving." And Scott said, "Well, where are we going?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, call her back." So we called her back. And she said, "Well, Carol, I don't know where you're going. We've got to wait until the cabinet comes together and do all of this stuff." At that point, she didn't even know where I was going. But I believe with all my heart, with all my spirit, that I was coming here, and God already knew that. And He was preparing the way. I am thankful for that opportunity. And I am praising God for all of you and for what we're going to experience together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.